This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Initial unemployment claims in Colorado jumped almost 22% last week. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
New regular claims totaled more than 5,800 for the week ending October 3rd. On top of that, over 2,300 people filed for pandemic unemployment assistance, the federal program for gig workers and independent contractors. Some Coloradans are being asked to repay benefits received through the program. The state says confusion when filling out application forms was behind the overpayments. Workers who think they shouldn't have to give the funds back can appeal the decision. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There's a chance that CDOT's snow-staying bus may run to some ski resorts this winter after all. Last week, a spokesperson told CPR News the agency would suspend the service. Now, CDOT says its Transportation Commission will make a final decision on the fate of the snow-staying for this season at a meeting this month or next. The agency says social distancing rules will limit the number of tickets it could sell for each bus, which would increase costs. It's 85 degrees and mostly sunny in Denver and Colorado Springs. The low tonight in the Denver metro is 50 degrees. Tomorrow is forecast to be a sunny Friday near 85 degrees. It's 70 degrees in the central mountains around Vail and 80 degrees in Grand Junction. There could be some rain this weekend, probably Sunday for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.